frequently, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Again, as always, on this Thursday, August 20th, 2026, with High and Lois. Chip says to High, "Why is the sky blue, Dad?" Not Chip, I mean Ditto. "Basically, it's the way the sun reflects off the particles in the air." "We're breathing particles?" "Zits," Jeremy says to Pierce. He's at the grocery store. "Hey, Pierce, what are you doing here?"
"Just having a few grapes."
"As a trusted employee of Pipkin's Fruit Market, I have to ask you to leave."
"I liked you better when you weren't the man."
"This isn't just a name tag, it's a badge." Blondie. Mr. Day, almost sitting next to Day, on the floor next to Dagwood. "Did you really have summer reruns when you were a kid, Mr. B?" "Yep, if we missed our favorite show, we had to wait months for the rerun to see it." "Did you ever feel like giving up?" "No, we just had to keep a stiff upper lip and carry it on." "No offense, but why didn't you just stream it?"
As Dagwood thinks,
"This might take a while."
Beetle Bailey.
Zero and Beetle are standing next to some water.
"This looks nice. I think I'll take a swim."
"There are snapping turtles in here."
"But if they're snapping, I'll hear them coming, right?"
Hager the Horrible. Hager walks in with a spear. He says to Helga,
How do you like this spear, Helga?"
"I thought you were a sword guy."
"This is for home use," as he's sitting in his Barca lounger and sticks a ham with the spear. Break of day, we see two cats. They're looking in the toilet as one cat says to the other,
"How do these work without sand?"
And we circus. Dad's fishing his dolly says,
"That worm didn't look very tasty to me either."
And Barney Google and Stuffy Smith. Jughead's hoeing the garden.
"I want to bring Grandma and Grandpa for show and tell."
As Louise goes,
"Why ain't you in both, Jughead?"
"Because it's two parts. I'm going to show them Grandma and tell them about Grandpa."
You have been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.